Hi, everyone. The Business Ethics Leadership Alliance has questions and we've got answers. I'm your host, Bill Coffin, and this is another Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. One of the best benefits of being a member of the Business Ethics Leadership Alliance, or Bella, is that if you have any questions at all about ethics and compliance, you can submit them to Bella's concierge service, which will connect you with one of our internal experts who will provide an answer and/or direct you to a helpful resource for more information. Sometimes these requests are specific to a particular company's needs, but most of them speak to broad challenges facing Bella members in general, and by extension, the wider ethics and compliance profession. That's why we're using this show to thematically respond to high-level questions from the Bella community. And joining us once again to give answers to those questions is Bella Chair Erica Salmon Byrne. Erica, thanks once more for coming back to the show. It's great to have you.
Bill, thanks so much for having me. I love the fact that Bella members continue to send us these questions. And as long as they've got questions, we'll keep coming back and answering them.
And the questions are so, so good. And this next one is a communications question. And it is, how can organizations best address the ethics and compliance challenges of ephemeral messaging? There's so much weight on this.
There's so much weight on this. And it's growing, Bill, right? Whether we look at the DOJ's position on ephemeral messaging, if you wind up in front of the government for any reason, looking into a particular issue, they're going to want to know what you did to preserve relevant messaging on BYOD ephemeral messaging situations where maybe you're using your own phone and your WhatsApp application in order to be able to communicate things related to work. You know, that's an enormous challenge for a lot of organizations. And then we just saw the SEC being very active in this field as well for people who are registered financial advisors or broker dealers, making sure that those messages are preserved and available to the SEC in the event of an investigation that they might be conducting. So it's absolutely something that ethics and compliance officers need to be thinking seriously about. And something, in fact, that we had have had some content on over the years, including in Ethisphere magazine, when the Department of Justice first started talking about the need to preserve ephemeral messages and messaging that might be being carried on some of those apps where the messages don't stick around. So this is an extension in a lot of ways, Bill, of the analysis that we've had to do over the years for organizations that have adopted a BYOD policy. So once I bring my own device and I put my company apps on it, what are the company's rights and what are the company's obligations as it pertains to those particular communications that might be living on my personal device? Ephemeral messaging takes that up a notch in very serious ways because the messages don't necessarily stick around. And so what are the preservation responsibilities that a company might have? It's a huge issue that a lot of compliance officers need to be grappling with. And so, you know, my advice to anybody out there that is thinking about this particular challenge is first do your research, right? Figure out what are the messaging apps that your organization might be exposed to, because they vary depending on where in the world you're doing your work. In some cases, WhatsApp might be, you know, the prevailing messaging platform that employees are going to be looking to use. In other places, it may be other kinds of messaging applications that you might need to worry about. So first figure out, just like you do for everything else, what are your risks? Where are they coming from? What regions are they presenting to you on? And then go to the why, right? Why do I need to be worried about this? Well, you need to be worried about it because in the event something goes wrong, the department and the SEC is going to want to know, what did you do to preserve these ephemeral messages? So figuring out your risks, figuring out your exposure, and then figuring out how you're going to tackle this. Are you going to try to ban ephemeral messaging apps? Going to be honest with you, that one's going to be hard.
Yeah, good luck.
That one's going to be hard because we are all accustomed to using these kinds of applications in our communications. And you see that in sort of the repeated issues that some of the banks have run into where they know darn well that they're supposed to be preserving these kinds of messages. They've trained their employees extensively on these issues. They've tried to ban ephemeral messaging apps and it hasn't worked, right? So you've got to come up with a plan B that learns from other people's mistakes. Read some of the settlements that have already happened with the SEC and the DOJ on the use of messaging apps. Not so much to get ideas of what to do, but to get ideas of what not to do, because there's a lot of lessons in those.
My follow-up question to you about this is, this is a case where the technology and regulation are in this arms race. And oftentimes regulation is trying to catch up to the technology.
Yep.
To what degree is this really a culture question where the real defense here about, against the possible misuse of ephemeral messaging is simply a really robust culture of ethics and business integrity where people wouldn't think to use it in the first place in an inappropriate manner?
The fact of the matter is, you know, as you and I have talked about on this podcast in the past, right? Humans are messy creatures, and that's why we have jobs. So I think there's a culture element. I think there's also a meeting people where they are piece of this, right? These apps are designed to be easy to use. These apps are designed to be convenient. These apps are designed to be at your fingertips. And so instead of railing against the realities of that and trying to change behavior, trying to sort of chart a course that ignores those factors, it's my advice would be to just meet people where they are. Understand that this is going to happen. People are going to use these messaging apps. Yeah. And how do you function in that world as opposed to trying to create a world where they're just not going to get touched?
Well, Erica, thank you very much for lending your insights and understanding on this particular topic. I know the Bella community sure appreciates it.
Oh, Bill, it's my pleasure. As I said at the top of this, you know, I love the fact that we keep getting these questions. And so to all the Bella members out there that, you know, have things on your mind, keep the questions coming and Bill and I will come back and answer.
To learn more about Bella, please visit bella.ethisphere.com to request guest access to the Bella Member Resource Hub and to speak with the Bella Engagement Director. And if you have a question that you'd like answered on Bella Asks, be sure to use the Bella Concierge Service and we'll get to your question just as soon as we can. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been a special Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.